It's a bit cool, huh? So how is the practice doing? Any problems with your practice? Lacking motivation? What is it, Annette und habt ihr euer Pensum etwas erhöht? Stetig versuchen wir es, ja. Und immer kommt wieder was dazwischen, gell? Das kommt dazwischen, jenes kommt dazwischen. We don't know. We don't know when we are going to die. Yeah? I mean, we think, you know, maybe we are young and we think, you know, we still have so many years, you know, to practice, so do it slowly. No. We have no idea. Yeah? Most of us have any idea when they are going to die. We can die tomorrow. Yeah? We can die even tonight. Yeah? We can die in 15 years or in 5 years or in 20 years or in 50 years, yeah? I mean, that is completely up to our karma that we have, you know, from our previous lives, yeah? So don't take it for granted that you still live, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, yeah? We don't know, yeah? I mean, when we look at the situation of the world, you know, I mean, it's close to World War III, yeah? So, I mean, will we survive the World War III, you know, or will we, you know, will we, yeah, go under, yeah? And where do we go, yeah? I mean, even if we think, you know, okay, where do we go? Go we up or go we down, yeah? I mean, from the human realm, there are only two options. We can go up to the Deva realm, to the heavenly realm, or we can go down into the lower realms, yeah? The ghost realms, you know, hell realms, demon realms, you know, animal realms, yeah? Do we know where we go? No. Probably most of us, yeah? Sometimes we have an inkling, you know, we go to hell, yeah? Yes, we have been to hell before, you know. I mean, we came out, you know, we survived hell, yeah? We also survive heaven, yeah? We survive, you know, human life, yeah? But what is dying is, you know, what is dying in the human realm, you know, or animal realm is the body, yeah? That's it, you know, the chitta goes to the next. Make us aware, you know, I mean, about death, you know, the time, you know, that death is coming. It can come any time. So we shouldn't slack in our effort, you know, to get to the stage, you know, where we can be sure, you know, I mean, at most we will be reborn 7 times. Or, you know, if we don't like that, you know, we make sure that we don't come back again. Yeah, but that is a tough, you know, that is quite a tough undertaking. And it requires a lot of effort, yeah. Determination, you know, I mean, you get up in the morning, okay, where's my Buddha, or where's my breath, you know, until you go down in the evening, you know, you're tired, or, yeah, most of the practitioners don't sleep when they are tired, they sleep only when they are not tired, so that, you know, they sleep just the right amount of 2 or 3 hours, until, you know, until we close our eyes, yeah. And then every occasion, every opportunity we take, you know, to learn, you know, what is going on, what am I doing, why am I doing it, what is the result of our doing? Knowing, you know, when the hand is, you know, when the arm is moving, knowing when the foot is moving or the leg is moving, knowing what we want to, when we drink, you know, the whole process, yeah. We see something, you know, we grab hold of it, you know, and we put it to the mouth and we drink it. I mean, it's a lot of process, you know. Are we aware of it? When we take a shower, are we aware of it, you know? When the water, you know, I mean, touches the body or the skin, are we aware of the sensation? Are we aware, you know, I mean, of the soap, you know, or whatever we use, you know, to wash the body or to wash the hair, yeah? Are we aware of these things, or are we somewhere in thoughts what I'm going to do next? Yeah? That's what has happened to most of the people, or what happened before. Are we aware when we are talking? Yeah? What do we want to say? Why do we want to say? What is the result of our words? Yeah? On the other person or on ourselves? Yeah? How much does it distract our practice? I mean, so many ample situations, even here, in a very quiet environment. You know, think about, you know, when you are out in the world, I mean, you can't even cope with it, you know, so much, yeah? Here in the simple environment, you know, there are so many things that we do, that we say, that we think, you know, I mean, we are not aware of. Yeah? That's what we have to practice, complete awareness, yeah, of all times, you know, from the morning we wake up until, you know, the evening we close our eyes. Yeah? And this awareness, you know, I mean, we practice, you know, when we do samadhi. When we are aware of the breath going in or the aware of the breath going out, knowing that the breath is deep or shallow or rough or, you know, detailed or subtle, you know, whatever. Yeah? It's the same with the Buddha. Knowing the Buddha is fast or slow, you know, deep or shallow or whatever. Yeah? These are the things that we need to be aware of. And then, of course, you know, in the evening, we should do a daily reflection. It is much easier to do the daily reflection or learn the daily reflection here than, you know, in the world where so many things happen. You know, we tend to forget things. Yeah? So we know, you know, with what kind of thought or what kind of dream or what kind of image, you know, did I wake up? Yeah, what did I do then? You know, I mean, probably sit down or do walking meditation or throw some water in my face. Yeah, what did I do then? What did I think about it? What kind of feelings came up? What kind of memories came up? Yeah? All these things, you know, I mean, so little things that we are doing here, yeah, when sweeping, while sweeping, what kind of thoughts are crossing your mind while sweeping, yeah? And so on, yeah, when you go to the meal, you know, when you go in the morning to the sala, yeah, I mean, what kind of thoughts are crossing, yeah? All this kind of reflection we can do, and it is much easier done, you know, around the evening or late afternoon, yeah? When we go back after we have our shower, and then we reflect upon it, yeah? And we don't judge it. We don't say it's good or bad. Yeah? We just want to know. That is the practice, yeah? Practice of meditation is wanting to know, wanting to understand what is going on. Huh? I mean, I always, you know, ask myself, what the hell is going on? Why are you doing the things that you do? Why do you say the things that you're saying? I mean, they're completely, utterly useless. Yeah, they only produce your dukkha, yeah, dissatisfaction. Yeah? So why do you still do it? Yeah, and then, you know, this point, you know, I put into my awareness on the next day. I tried, you know, I mean, to be more aware of the situation that brings out, you know, these instincts that we call instincts or characteristic tendencies, yeah, and then investigate these characteristic tendencies. What is the root cause for that, yeah? Why do they come up? A very common, you know, cause for this is our inherent dissatisfaction, yeah? Our inherent dissatisfaction in restlessness is one of the dissatisfaction, yeah, that we have this ease, you know. I mean, we are restless, we don't know what to do, you know. Well, and we think about, you know, we think about the future. Why do we think about the future? Yeah, I mean, is the present moment not enough? I mean, there are so many things in this present moment, so many things happening, yeah, that you are not aware of, yeah? And that's what we try to get to, yeah. Get to this moment-to-moment awareness of what is going on in our life. Until, you know, and train this daily reflection, especially if you think you're going back into the lay life, train it here, you know, it is much easier. And you will see, it will have a lot of benefits. You will cut down on all these unnecessary things that you see at the moment, you just do out of habit. Yeah? We are habitual people. Yeah? We train these habits and we act according to our habits. Yeah? And we never question these habits. Yeah? That's why I sometimes call it, you know, I mean, we are yeah, we are, what is it, robots, human robots, with the appearance of a human being, but, you know, in our behavior, we are robots, I mean, when you see your mother, you act differently than when you see your brother or your sisters, or your father or your friends, It's a habit, it's a program that works, you know. When you go and visit your family, I mean, the older people can look back, in memory, whenever they see their mother or their father, what was going on in their brain, before. How do I react, when they ask this, how do I respond to that? That is program. That's not spontaneously. So we try, and why is it all? Because we are afraid, that something painful is going to happen. That's why we program ourselves, To avoid situations that we think are painful, Or, we don't like. So, we program ourselves. When we see this person, we behave like this. When we see another person, we behave like that. We are not spontaneous. We are robots. We are programmed, and you can see that very clearly, in your daily activity. You do things, certain things, you're not aware of. For instance, washing your body, taking a shower, I mean, you do it automatically. You're not aware of, is it actually, working well or not? Or maybe I should, scrub my shoulders or things like that, and this less, No, we do it, and while our mind is somewhere else, thinking about this and thinking about that. No? Human robots, Programmed. That's, spontaneous, seeing a situation, reacting according to the situation. If we have awareness in a situation, I mean, we have the perfect answer to it. But if we program ourselves, if this is happening, I'm going to react like this. If that is happening, I react like that. Isn't that? When we look at our life, That is not spontaneous. Spontaneous is being aware, And if you're truly aware, then the situation comes, and sometimes you act, and sometimes you don't act. But our program prohibits that, If the situation comes, the old habit just moves us forward, No matter if it is in word or in actions, But if you're aware, sometimes, It's like me, I mean, I don't have to teach, I'm, sometimes people come who are really interested in Dhamma, and then I give a very long talk, And sometimes people come, and I don't know what to say. It's not like, there's something running in my program, this I have to say. No. I come down, sit down, and have a look, what needs to be said. And if there's nothing to say, then I shut up. I find living with an arahant, living with Lungda Mahabua, it is so inspiring, I mean, you see him sitting, people come, then he either says something or he doesn't say something, He gets up or he doesn't get up, And When he says something, he's fully present. I've never seen any person, being so fully present, And when the people are gone, boops, gone. There's nobody there anymore. He's gone, It's just his body left, That's really amazing, And then somebody comes and then he acts again. Then he, wakes up again, According to the situation. And that is our aim, I mean, to be spontaneous, to react in the same situation differently, because any kind of situation is not the same situation. What we are trying to do is, you know, I mean, we are good at pattern matching, you know. We see, think this is the same situation, so we act like this. No, every situation is different. Yeah? And every situation needs a different answer. Just like any questions, you know, as similar as it seems, needs a different answer. Because of the person who asks it, yeah. And, you know, the personality of the person, you know, how much does he understand? Yeah? So sometimes Lungta, you know, gave a very deep talk, yeah, deep talk, yeah. I mean, deep instruction, and sometimes, you know, in the same question, you know, he answered very shortly because he knew these people won't understand, you know, the intrinsic, yeah, of the Dhamma, yeah. So he just gives a very short answer, yeah. And sometimes a very, very instructional answer, you know, very deep answer, yeah? Depending on the situation. Yeah? Same question, you know, or similar question, yeah. But, you know, reacting differently. That is what spontaneous is. That is when we are aware of the situation, when we are aware of the person, you know, we're talking to, or aware of the whole situation, yeah. That's, yeah. And evaluate it. I mean, the evaluation is instantly. We know. Yeah? And that is what we have to develop. We have to develop the samadhi. Knowing every step of the breath, knowing every step of the Buddha. Is the Buddha fast? Is it slow? Is it the beginning? Is it in the middle? Is it towards the end? Is it the in-breath? Is it the middle? Is it the end? Is it changing to the out-breath? Is the out-breath, you know, in the beginning, or is it in the middle, or is it at the end? Every moment, yeah. We are trying to be aware. And that fosters it, you know, this awareness, you know, and we know at any moment, yeah. And in the beginning of our samadhi, you know, we start to know more things, yeah. And we shouldn't be distracted by these things that we know, yeah. And we shouldn't go out to it because that will distract us, yeah. And the further our practice is, the further we go into, I mean, the world outside disappears and disappears. Even when we go very deep, you know, our body disappears. Yeah? Until, you know, until there's only the breath, you know, and in the area where the breath happens, you know, the lungs. Yeah, and that's all what we are aware of, you know, from the body, because we are so concentrated that we cannot be aware of the other things. Yeah? In the beginning, our awareness seems to broaden, and then it slowly closes in. Yeah. Because why? You know, I mean, we are not aware when we think about this, think about, you know, see, look at the people, you know, going with their smartphones through the world, they don't know anything. Yeah? And it is the same with us, you know, when we go through the streets, you know, when we go through the streets, think about this and think about that, we are not aware of what is going on around us, yeah? So the first step, you know, of samadhi is, you know, being aware of what is going on around us, but we are not interested by it. So we go back to the breath, or we go back to the Buddha, until everything closes down and it becomes one-pointed, yeah? And when the breath stops, or the thinking of one Buddha becomes so difficult, you know, then we swap it into into the knowingness that the breath stopped, yeah? The breath does not disappear. It stops. It really stops, yeah? And that can arise some fear, you know, I mean, yeah? And then I said, you know, whatever can disappear, let it disappear, and let's see what is left over, yeah? And what is left over is the pure knowingness, huh? And then everything, the universe has disappeared. All of it, you know, has disappeared. And there's only this pure knowingness, yeah? It's called Apanna Samadhi, deep state of samadhi. I mean, it's a wonder, you know, Lungta Mahapo said, you know, it's a preview of Nibbana, yeah? Because there's nothing left, yeah? The universe, everything, anicca, anatta, dukkha, you know, is gone, yeah? The universe is the source of anicca, anatta, dukkha, yeah? Because whatever happens in the universe, even our consciousness, including our consciousness, is anicca, anatta, dukkha, So it belongs to the universe, and when we enter, you know, when we enter deep samadhi, all these things are gone. Huh? And all what is left is pure knowingness. Huh? But not the knowingness that knows about objects, because that would be, you know, still back in the universe. Yeah, a knowingness that knows about objects, the knowingness that knows about breath, is not Apanna Samadhi. The knowingness, you know, that is pure, yeah, and pure and one-pointed, yeah? Think about, you know, think about subject and object. If subject and object merges into one, we cannot say anything anymore. And that is one-pointedness, yeah? So, that is called apana samadhi, yeah? I mean, it would be a wonder, you know, for us to experience it, you know, when we come out, wow, yeah? What was that? You know, I want to go back because it's so utterly peaceful, you know. I mean, we don't want to be in this world, you know. We don't want to be bombarded by all these senses, you know. I mean, seemingly, in quotation mark, enjoy, yeah? The senses of thinking, the senses of tasting, of touching, you know, of smelling, of, yeah, whatever, of thinking, yeah? I mean, there seem to be a burden when we come out of apana samadhi. So that's why we want to go back. The first thought is, yeah, I want to go back. And then the other thing, if you stay long enough in apana samadhi, when you come out, you don't know who you are, where you are, why you are. You don't know. You have to get your memories back until, you know, I mean, it takes quite a while. It takes a few minutes until you realize who you are, where you are, and what you're doing. Yeah? Because you completely disappeared. The ego, yeah, or whatever personality has disappeared in apana samadhi. Yeah? It has to disappear because there is, yeah? Because personality, you know, habits and programs, you know, are all anicca. Yeah? All impermanent, yeah. They constantly change. Our characteristic habits from 4 years old, you know, until 16 years old changed, yeah. From 16 years old to 30 years old changed, yeah. Some of it, you know, stay on, you know, but they change a little bit. Others, you know, completely disappear and others appear, yeah. So, I mean, the personality is gone. Eh? So when we come back out of apana samadhi, you know, I mean, we see how this is all made up. And maybe then we understand the Lord Buddha's statement that, you know, this whole world is a delusion. Yeah? It's an illusion. Yeah? I mean, we are deluded by these things. Yeah? And we go for it, you know, we are attached to it and think this is real. It's not real. It's like playing, I've never played a virtual reality game, but, you know, I think it might be similar. Yeah? People get completely up in their virtual reality game, you know, I mean, and they believe they are, yeah, these people, you know, that they impersonate, yeah. It's just like us, you know, we believe we are this person that we impersonate, yeah. But this person doesn't really exist, you know, it is made up constantly and constantly changing. There's nothing that lasts, you know. The thoughts, you know, are anicca. The thoughts appear and disappear. You know, they change over time. Yeah, our views and opinions change over time. Yeah, our memories, you know, change over time, and so on. Everything changes. Our body changes from being young, from being middle aged, from being sick, you know, and from being old aged. Yeah, and yeah, until death. Yeah. Remember that. Yeah, and you know, and reflect about death. Yeah. Reflect about pain, yeah? I mean, if you have the opportunity to investigate pain while you do samadhi, yeah? Investigate pain. What is pain, yeah? Maybe it's just the same as an illusion, yeah? What is going on in the body really, yeah? Where is this pain, yeah? Why does it move from one place to the other, or why does it disappear when I get up, yeah? That's not real pain, yeah? Or go through the stages of the three stages of pain of death, yeah? The first, you know, when the breath stops, you know, the next, you know, when the whole body is on fire, and the third, you know, when all the elements, you know, all the substances, you know, break up, yeah? I mean, all the organs break up, you know, into its elements, yeah? Fire, water, air, earth, and air, yeah? These are the three stages of death, yeah? I mean, if you can do that, you know, I mean, that would be immensely valuable, because, I mean, what is there to be afraid of death anymore? Yeah? Nothing. You know it all. Yeah? And if we know something, we are not afraid of it. Yeah? Because so. And so we don't have to protect ourselves. But thinking about this, if that is happening, I'm doing this. If that is happening, I'm doing that. No. We are aware and we know what to do. Yeah, I mean, we have choices, you know, depending on our karma. We have choices to go this way or that way. Just like in a city, we have the choices to go left, right, or forward, or backward. Yeah. Or sideways, you know, I mean, 45 degrees or 90 degrees, you know, I mean, we have choices, yeah. But if we take a choice, you know, then other things will happen, yeah. If we take that choice, you know, other things will happen. All depending on our karma, yeah. So, use the time, yeah. We don't know when we die. Reflect about it, yeah. It can happen any moment, yeah. But it might not happen for the next 50 years, yeah? I mean, how do we know? Okay? Do you have any questions? Get unprogrammed and you will feel free. I mean, what is a free person, you know? He can do whatever, yeah? Not what he wants, you know, what he thinks he wants, you know? I mean, he acts according to the situation, yeah? That's what is, yeah. And he's not bothered by it. Okay, so, go back to your kuti, use the time, and reflect about death, you know, yeah. And you get up to the speed, you know, you are both of you, yeah.
Minimum. Was habe ich gesagt? Minimum erstmal vier Stunden, dann zwei Wochen später 6 Stunden, ne? Ja? Bis wir hoch auf 8 Stunden sind, ja? Ja? Ihr habt keine bessere Chance als hier, das zu lernen, ja? Wenn ihr Fragen habt, könnt ihr jederzeit kommen, ja? Ich weiß, es ist schwierig, es ist, ja, und vor allem, wenn man alt ist, wir sind nur eingefahren, ja? Es ist alles Habit, es ist alles, ja, wie sagt man im Deutschen, ja, Gewohnheit, ja? Ja? Ja, wir sind nur eingefahren, ne? Und das müssen wir rausbringen, dieses Programmierte. Das, ja? Da ist so viel Sand im Getriebe, ja? Ich will, ich muss das machen, ich muss das machen, das. Was? Wir müssen gar nichts machen, wir müssen Buddha machen. Ja, das müssen wir machen, ja. Was habe ich gesagt, ne? Sind wir auf dem Weg, wenn wir beim Buddha sind oder beim Atem sind? Ja? Dann sind wir auf dem richtigen Weg, ja? Wenn wir nicht dabei sind, wenn wir darüber nachdenken, wie wir das, was wir machen, was wir in der nächsten Zeit machen, dann sind wir eben nicht mehr bei der Praxis. Ganz einfach, im Grunde genommen ganz einfache Erklärung. Ne? Ganz einfache Maß, ja? Ganz einfaches Maß, ne? wo wir sehen können, wir gehen auf den richtigen Pfad oder nicht. Okay? Aufweichen. Ne? Du bist so... Merkst du gar nicht. Starr. Okay? So, that's it.